Please be seated. We are in the midst of celebrating the 12 days of Christmas. The season of Christmastide, of course, began with Christmas Eve and will continue through the end of this week with the Feast of the Epiphany. On Christmas Eve, we heard that familiar Christmas story from the Gospel according to Luke. It's a story which is well known, it's seeped into popular culture, and it has those images that we know so well, the shepherds keeping watch over their flock at night, the chorus of angels who appear in the night sky and proclaim the birth of the Savior, Mary, Joseph, the holy child in a stable, the animals gathered around. That is likely what we think of when we think of the Christmas story, and is depicted on Christmas cards, social media posts, all around us. And I suspect for many of us it evokes strong emotions and sentiments. And I also wonder if it is so well known, it is so familiar, that we might have trouble seeing it with fresh eyes, or grasping the larger implications of that story. Because of that, I consider it a gift that this morning we read the prologue to the Gospel according to John. Those words of John offer another reflection on the Incarnation, and I wonder if that passage can help us come to a deeper understanding of this mystery. Scholars tell us this prologue may be an early Christian hymn, and certainly its language is beautiful, it's lofty. This passage opens John's Gospel and articulates how the longed-for Messiah comes from God. It is, in effect, John's Christmas story, although it could not be more different from Luke's. It's short on those strong images that may grab our attention, but is full of theology informed by Greek philosophy. But those soaring words of the prologue lift our hearts and our minds to things eternal, to the deeper meaning of God coming among us in the baby of Bethlehem. John tells us that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God from before time. The Word is God. Everything that exists, everything that is, comes about through the Word. And we hear here echoes of that creation account, the first account in the book of Genesis, when God speaks creation into being, and God pronounces everything that is made as good. In the prologue, John offers a new creation account, an account of really creation recreated, brought into being, loved, restored by God. For in the Incarnation, God comes to dwell with humanity in the person of Jesus, entering right to where we are, coming among us in human flesh, entering human existence. And God does this to bring humanity, and in fact all of creation, to new life. In the Incarnation, God transforms creation into a new creation, one redeemed and set right, one set in accord with God's intentions and loving purposes. God stoops to put on human flesh so that humanity may be lifted to the divine life. God puts on humanity so that humanity can put on divinity. God comes to us in the baby of Bethlehem so that we can be lifted above the sin and evil and brokenness of this world to the very heart of God. God comes among us even to lift us above death itself, to set us free for the divine life of the Trinity for eternity. John also tells us that God enters the world as light. And this light is life. It is, in fact, light that the darkness will not overcome. This is light stronger than the forces of evil and wickedness of this world, stronger than the powers of death. For us in the Northern Hemisphere, we keep this celebration of Christmas at the time of the year that is the coldest and the darkest. Light is scarce, daylight is short, but we celebrate Christmas just this side of the solstice. We celebrate Christmas just as the days imperceptibly yet surely begin to lengthen, as the daylight increases. Each day is a little brighter than the one before it. And so as the light begins to grow, we celebrate the light of God coming into the world, coming into the very darkness of our world. Each Christmastide, we hang the lighted star of Bethlehem from the tree in front of the church. I think it's a wonderful season of this symbol of this season. For these 12 days of Christmas, it reminds everyone who passes by of the hope, of the promise, of the light of God come into the world. The star reminds us of the beacon that is God's light, of the light that enters human existence, that comes into the very heart of what it means to be human. God entering into our joys as well as our sorrows. God providing meaning and comfort. God coming right into our lives where we are. Our lighted star is a reminder to the whole world of the light that comes to us in this holy season. And John tells us that the light shines in the darkness of our world, signaling that God ushers in a new age, an age in which the old order is done away with, an age in which the status quo ends. Suffering and alienation are no more. The power of money and military might fades. Injustice is overturned. The poor, the hungry, the oppressed find hope in the promise of God's reign. The rich are freed from enslavement to wealth and material goods. This light come into the world is the Word incarnate, and we walk by this light. This light illumines our path. The light shines to all places of violence and hatred and division, shines with the love and the compassion, the healing of God. And so we are invited by the Holy Child to walk in this light always, and to reflect this light to others by our words and by our deeds. This world full of so much war and suffering and death, with so much hatred and brokenness and estrangement, so desperately needs the light of Christ. William Law was a priest in the Church of England who lived from 1686 to 1761. And in a book called The Spirit of Prayer, he focuses on this profound love of God and does so as a way of inviting readers to live holy lives. And in speaking of the birth of Jesus, he observes that Jesus is born to raise us from the darkness of sin and death into the light of life. William Law writes, and I quote, "For this holy Jesus that is to be formed in you, that is to be the Savior and new life of your soul, that is to raise you out of the darkness of death into the light of life, and give you power to become a child of God, is already within you, living, stirring, calling, knocking at the door of your heart, and wanting nothing but your own faith and goodwill to have as real a birth and form in you as he had in the Virgin Mary." Unquote. Jesus comes desiring to be born in us, in our hearts, in our lives, just as surely as he was born of Mary. Jesus comes bringing the eternal light to lead us from the darkness of death into the divine light of God. Law assures us God is already at work within us, already at work in our lives. We need to open ourselves to God, to allow Jesus to be born in us, so that we live by the divine light, and that divine life that already is present with us as beloved children of God, as people created in God's image and likeness. Law continues, and I quote again, "Poor sinner, consider the treasure you have within yourself. The Savior of the world, the eternal Word of God, lies hidden in you as a spark of the divine nature, which is to overcome sin and death and hell within you and generate the life of heaven again in your soul. Turn to your heart, and your heart will find its Savior, its God within itself. Seek for God in your heart, and you will never seek in vain." Unquote. When the eternal Word becomes incarnate in the baby of Bethlehem, humanity is forever changed. The world is forever changed. The world is recreated and made new. Our first lesson from the prophet Isaiah offers that image of new life in God through the incarnation. Isaiah tells us that God clothes the people with the garments of salvation, covering them with the robe of righteousness. God's people become a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of our God. Through the incarnation, the whole creation is made new. The earth brings forth shoots and a garden springs up. When God comes among us, everything is recreated, renewed, restored. New life bursts forth and flourishes. God, in the person of Jesus, crowns us with eternity, leads us into new life, brings us into the divine life of God. And in that divine life, all of creation is pronounced good, and all people are beloved of God. And so in this Christmastide, let us claim our high calling. May we always walk by the light of God and always reflect the light of God's love to all people. As we live as the beloved of God, we are created to be. May we always reflect the light of God by loving others as God loves us. Amen.